Welcome to another edition of the Daily Word, as it has been a while. It is Tuesday, November the 15th. I am 1 month in of being a newlywed. Today on the Daily Word, we are going to talk about a subject coming out of the book of James, key verse, chapter 3, the key verse would be verse 8. We're going to be dealing with the power of the tongue. The power of the tongue. That key verse, but the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil full of deadly poison. One of the things we have to keep in mind is when a patient goes to the doctor, one of the first things that the physician requests is, let me see your tongue. To diagnose spiritual health, a good look at the use of the tongue can be a most reliable procedure. Words have a way of revealing character. Someone has truthfully said, a careless word may kindle strife. A cruel word may wreck a life. A careless word may kindle strife. A bitter word may hate and steal. A brutal word may smite and kill. A gracious word may smooth away. A joyous word may lift the day. A timely word may lessen stress. A living word may heal and bless. The importance of the tongue, James points out the importance of the tongue in three figures. A, the tongue is a wild, untamed creature, James 3 and 8. The tongue cannot be domesticated like some wild animals can. To become harmless, while it cannot be domesticated, it should be bridled and regulated, verses 2 and 3. Unless the tongue is bridled, it will be the doom of the soul. The tongue is like a quickly kindled fire reaching out of hell, James chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. A word can quickly start a panic on its way. Once a rumor is started, it is impossible to stop it. Part C of this, the tongue is like a rudder. The rudder is a very small but significant. The speech of an able speaker can serve as a rudder to turn multitudes of people either to the good or to the bad. The Holy Spirit, rather than clever words, should be what serves as the rudder of the Christian. The wrong use of the tongue. Satan has no more effective instrument for producing evil than an unbridled tongue. With the tongue, one can sow discord. By an unbridled tongue, one can upset the harmony of an intimate fellowship. Friendships have been destroyed by the tale-bearing of another who was sowing discord. Chaos ensues in the church when people begin to say untrue or unkind things about those in leadership. In many instances, people who sow discord are unaware that they are being used by Satan to defeat God's work. By the tongue, one can pass along gossip. There are very few who take pride in being carriers of gossip. However, there are many who have been the means of communicating untruth by listening to gossip and then reporting what they have heard. One can encourage gossip by merely being curious and expressing a desire to know the facts. Sometimes it is much better for us to remain in ignorance. With the tongue, we can give expression to condemnation. It seems that we have an inborn tendency to be critical of others. Humans seem to be natural-born fault finders. When we use the tongue to give expression to criticism, we not only harm others, but also cause others to distrust us. It would be profitable for all of us if we would follow the four-way test of the things we think, say, and do of Rotary International. One, is it the truth? Two, is it fair to all concerned? Three, will it build goodwill and better friendships? Four, will it be beneficial to all concerned? If you cannot answer yes to all four of these questions, it is best to remain silent. The proper use of the tongue. The scriptures suggest many ways by which the tongue may be used more profitable. We should confess our faith, Romans 10, verses 9 and 10. A public confession of our faith is a vital part of the salvation experience. With our tongue, we are to express the deep emotions of our hearts as a result of making Jesus Christ the Lord of our lives. Jesus emphasized this by saying, "Whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father which is in heaven. But whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father which is in heaven." Matthew 10 verses 32 and 33. We should continue to confess our sins, 1 John 1 and 9. For our Lord encouraged us to live a life of perfect unity and loyalty, he also taught us to confess our sins, Matthew 6 and 12. James encourages also to make confession of our faults to others, and particularly to those to whom we have done wrong, James 5, verse 16. We should use our tongue to calm hostility, Proverbs 15 and 1. By controlling the use of our tongues and replying with a soft answer, we can turn away wrath and promote harmonious relationships with others and between others. We should use our tongue to encourage others. There are times when all of us need encouragement. One of the most valuable contributions that can be made to others is to provide encouragement when they are depressed or in need of the strength of a word of cheer can bring. We should use our tongue to declare our Christian testimony. It is not enough for us to just live a good life. We must give a verbal witness concerning the goodness of God as he has revealed himself in Jesus Christ. We should do more than just tell of the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ. We should give a verbal testimony concerning our daily companionship with the living Christ. We should use our tongue in this manner so as to persuade others to put their faith and confidence in the Christ who never disappoints and who always meets the deepest needs of those who trust and obey him. Use your tongue to praise God. Use your tongue to bless others. Use your tongue as an instrument for God. I want to encourage you that you have ways that you can use your tongue that is not defaming, malicious, and negative towards others. Your tongue has power, positive or negative. The title of this was The Power of the Tongue. But I want to end with the question. How are you using your tongue? Which was the sermon that I preached on this past Sunday. I also want to encourage you who are in this area where I'm recording from, which is in Wichita, Kansas, that if you are looking for a church home, and I have to underline, if you are looking for a church home, that means you are not affiliated with the church. I encourage you to stop by. I'm in Wichita, Kansas, at the Shiloh Missionary Baptist Church, 1555 North Hydraulic. We are under the pastoral and leadership of the Milton T. Colbert. We have Bible study on Wednesday evenings at 6:30. Sunday school, Sunday morning, 9:20. Church service at 11 o'clock. If you're looking for a church home, we'd be glad to have you. If you have a church home and you have been slacked in your church home, go back and do your first works over and get it right with your own church home. But get to a Bible-fearing, Bible-teaching church. Make sure you are getting spiritually fed. Once again, this has been another edition of The Daily Word with Anthony Smith. I thank you for taking the time out to listen. And once again, how are you using your tongue? And let me just add this to it. Be careful how you use your tongue. Because with that tongue, you can either uplift or tear down. Be blessed and have a blessed day. Yours truly, Anthony Smith.